Amos chapter 6. The danger of prosperity is that it encourages a false independence. Adversity makes men, and prosperity makes monsters. We should not generalize because there are wealthy people who use their God-given resources well. But we must recognize that there is a great danger in prosperity. In addition to a false sense of security, as they believe themselves to be superior. Their excesses demonstrated their pride, their selfishness, and the coldness and indifference of their hearts. You lie on ivory beds surrounded with luxury, eating the meat of the tenderest lambs and the choicest calves. You drink wine by the bucketful and perfume yourselves with sweet ointments, caring nothing at all that your brothers need help. In prosperity, our friends know us. In adversity, we know our friends. There are two large lakes in Israel, the Sea of Galilee that feeds on the Jordan River, and in turn, feeds it by continuing its course to the south. The Jordan River itself flows into the Dead Sea. The Sea of Galilee receives gifts, giving life to its surrounding region. The Dead Sea only receives, but does not give, and there is no life in it. You don't need to be rich to be generous, nor does generosity necessarily require us to share material goods. When we give, we resemble God a little, because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son.